Today's just such an effort. I don't know why.
2004.
It's in Argentina, Uruguay, Suriname, and Ecuador.
This is Spinal Tap.
This is 1616.
You're giving them all these questions.
The Inquisition.
Hello, 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 and welcome to The Inquisition, a quiz podcast for general knowledge and trivia lovers everywhere. I'm your host, Luke Ryan. This is Season 3, Episode 5. We have the same players in the room from Episode 3, but the teams are mixed up. And the team names this time are based on items of clothing. So the first team is Joel and Kuba. Welcome back, guys.
Howdy.
And what's your team name?
The Braziers.
Okay. Braziers or bras? Okay. For a couple of tits. Sorry. And on the other team, we have Tejas and Pete. Welcome back, guys. What's your team name?
Hats.
Hats. Okay. So have any of you guys ever had like a lucky item of clothing or a favorite item of clothing or anything? I know I've always had like some favorite t-shirts, which are very, very special to me. I find it hard to let go of them.
I do have a Slavia scarf that I only wash once a season.
Okay.
Because you know, it's bad luck to wash it during the when the season is ongoing.
So you only wash it in the summer?
Yep.
Yeah. Exactly. Very good.
That's nice.
Anyone else?
Yeah, I have a well, I have. I had an amazing Mariah Carey shirt that I got at like a thrift sale, and I just loved wearing it because you could never wear it without getting a comment, and I think it actually made me like Mariah Carey a little bit more.
Oh, that's very sweet.
I could never top that.
Pete and Tejas, anything?
So in our school we had it was called like a sports day, which was like kind of like a mini Olympics kind of event for 3 days, and each like class would have to design like their own shirt that you would wear for those 3 days. And for my final in my 12th class, my final high school year, we designed like this t-shirt which had like a graffiti on the back with all the names of all our batchmates, like 50 of us. And I still have that to that day, and that's probably that's the one item of clothing I would never like, I can't replace. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was very cool.
Nice. Yeah.
I know just back in 2009, my dad got me the Ireland rugby jersey. And then in 2010, I was in South America traveling for 6 months. And an Irish guy who I was hanging out with in Colombia actually asked if he could buy it from me. Because he said I'd love to be able to wear it around and set it like abroad. I was like, no, there's no way I can get rid of this. And actually, I've had four Irish rugby jerseys over the years, and it's always my dad who buys them for me. You know, that's
cool.
It's always quite special. Anyway, everyone ready to go?
Yep.
What about Pete's favorite?
I don't know. I'd go with my A-Rod Alex Rodriguez Yankee jersey.
Uh-huh.
It's cool.
Does it bring you luck?
It does, yeah.
Okay. Very good. Okay, so let's start with round one, back and forth. Each team gets 5 individual but related questions on a variety of different subjects. 2 points for a correct answer, -2 points for a wrong answer. But you can pass it without losing any points, and the other team can answer for 1 risk-free point. So, bras. Which fashion designer is synonymous with the little black dress? From Vogue magazine, 1926. No, which fashion designer is synonymous with the little black dress?
Yes.
I think
yes.
So. Not too.
Coco Chanel.
You are correct. 2 points. It is Coco Chanel. Hats. Which shoe designer is known for his trademark red-soled heel? Or red-soled shoes?
Sorry, with what?
Which shoe designer is known for his trademark red-soled shoes?
Who's
coming to the catwalk in Milan this spring?
He's mentioned in Wolf of Wall Street as well.
He's mentioned where?
In Wolf of Wall Street. Have you seen the movie? The guy. Oh. I'm forgetting the name. I think we should just pass it. I can't remember the name of the guy.
Yeah, I can't really.
We'll pass.
You're going to pass?
Yeah.
Okay, so Braz, which shoe designer is known for his trademark red soled shoes?
It's Louboutin.
It is Louboutin, correct. That's 1.2 to Braz. Okay, Braz, question 2 to you. What is the name for an animal who only eats plants?
It's a herbivore.
It is correct. 2 points. And Hats, what is the name for an animal that only eats meat?
Carnivore.
Correct. 2 points. Question number 3. To Braz, who is the Greek god of music, arts, and knowledge? Greek god of music, arts, and knowledge.
Same, isn't it? Okay, then let's go.
Okay.
Yeah, Apollo.
You are correct. It is Apollo. 2 points. And Hats, who is the Greek goddess of reason, wisdom, and intelligence? The Greek goddess of reason, wisdom, and intelligence.
Okay. Athena?
It is Athena. Two points. Question number four. I'm going to ask you both at the same time. And you can write the answers down and show me. If you want to pass, you can. Then just don't put an answer down. Just draw a line. Okay, so in Romeo and Juliet, for Braz, what is Romeo's surname? For Hats, what is Juliet's surname? So you can answer, or you can pass it by just drawing a line. But Romeo's surname for the Braz,
so it's,
Juliet's
I think
surname
that's one.
For the Hats.
This is one. This is...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I could only remember her.
You're both going to answer?
Yes.
So yeah. Braz, what did you say for Romeo's surname?
Montague.
And perhaps for Juliet's?
Capulet? I don't know. Capulet.
Capulet, yeah, you are both correct. Yeah. So that's 2 points to each team. Okay, question number five. Each team, you're only going to get 20 seconds to answer this, or you can pass. Everyone ready? So, Braz, your question, 20 seconds. What is the only national capital that begins with the letter U?
Ulaanbaatar.
Correct, for 2 points. And Hats, what is the only national capital that begins with the letter Z? You got 10 seconds or you got to pass?
Yeah, I don't know this pass.
You're going to pass? Yeah. Okay. To Braz, only national capital begins with Z?
Zagreb.
Again?
Zagreb.
It is Zagreb. That is 1 point to the Braz. So at the end of that round, Braz picked up 12, Hats picked up 6, but plenty of points to play for. We saw 2 episodes ago what happened to a 6-point difference at the start of round one. So we'll move on to round number two, which is called Same As, Same As. The teams get the same 5 questions, they write the answers down. 1 point if they're both correct, 2 points if only one team gets the correct answer. Everyone ready? So, who said that the only thing she wore to bed was a few drops of Chanel No. 5? Who said that the only thing she wore to bed was a few drops of Chanel No. 5? You will notice there's a little bit of a theme running through questions from round one as well.
I was thinking that, but there's another one.
Okay, question number two. What is the name for an animal that eats plants and meat? The name for an animal that eats plants and meat.
Agreed.
Yes.
Okay, question number three. Which Greek god is the god of the underworld and the dead? Which Greek god is the god of the underworld and the dead? Mm-hmm. Okay, so question number four. There are 2 points for this, 2 answers. So for the first point, in what city was Romeo and Juliet set? And for a second point, what is the closest capital city to that city with a population of at least 100,000 people? So, first point, the city that Romeo and Juliet was set in. And second, the closest capital city to the Romeo and Juliet city with a population of at least 100,000 people.
Yeah,
I was thinking this is the closest.
Does it have that population?
Yes.
Okay, so we move on to question five. There are 2 answers for this, and I will give you a minute to answer. Alphabetically in English, name the first and the last national capitals that begin with the letter K. Alphabetically in English, name the first and last national capital cities that begin with the letter K.
So this is the last. Mm-hmm. First, maybe this.
Yeah.
Five.
No, it's never. Four, it's never the last.
Yeah, I don't think it's always.
One. Okay, we're going with our answers.
Oh, yeah, that's how it is in English.
Let's get to the answers to round number two. Braz, who said that the only thing she wore to bed was a few drops of Chanel No. 5?
Liz Taylor.
And Hats?
Madonna.
You're both incorrect. It's Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, God!
Let's go with the obvious answer, yeah, man.
Who's first in?
Did anyone think of that?
Yeah. Yeah. I thought of that first. Then I changed it to... Yeah.
Yeah. Hats, the name for an animal that eats plants and meat?
Omnivore.
Yep, you're both correct. That's a point and a point. Braz, the Greek god of the underworld and the dead. You guys said?
Hades.
And you guys said?
Hades.
Hades, that's a point and a point. Hats. First point, what city is Romeo and Juliet set in?
Verona.
And you guys said?
Verona.
You're a point and a point. And what's the closest capital to Verona with a population of at least 100,000 people?
We said Ljubljana.
And you guys said?
Same. Ljubljana.
You're both correct. It is Ljubljana.
Nice.
Hats, alphabetically the first national capital beginning with K. You guys said?
We said nothing. We had nothing, actually.
And you guys?
Kabul.
It is Kabul. 2 points. And alphabetically the last one, Braz?
Kuwait City.
And you guys said?
Same.
Yeah.
Kyiv.
Yeah.
Well, that's, we were wondering.
K-Y-I-V.
Is that how it's spelled in English?
That's the official spelling, yeah.
Okay.
In English.
Hmm.
So at the end of that round, the Brass picked up 6. They're now on 18. Haps picked up 4. They are on 10. Okay, we move on to round number 3, which is called Knockout. The teams are given a category with multiple answers and we go back and forth and team members answer individually, so no conferring, no writing answers down. You get 1 point for a correct answer and then you get to keep on playing. If a player answers incorrectly, that player is knocked out. The team with the lowest score starts, so it'll go Tejas, Joel, Pete, Kuba. I asked ChatGPT to name 20 items of clothing. These are all well known, but I'm only going to accept the answers that were given by ChatGPT. 20 points on offer here. You could get 1, you could get 10, who knows. Right, Tejas.
Shirt.
I will give you that as t-shirt. You don't think that's fair?
No, yeah, I think it totally is, yeah.
Pardon?
It's a different thing.
No. I will give that as, because it's down as t-shirt, the word shirt is there. I will also say there is another answer in there which contains the word shirt, but not just standalone shirt.
Okay.
Okay, Joel.
Socks.
Socks is there, that's 1 point. Pete.
Underwear.
Underwear is not there. Pete is knocked out. Kuba.
So I can just say shirt again and you'll accept it because it contains the word shirt.
No, I gave you more. I did tell you it's contained in another answer. So I.
Oh, well, okay.
Gave you serious.
I maybe let that one go for a little while and go for more obvious answers.
All right. Let's go with a bra.
Bra is not there. Oh,
fantastic.
That's part of my
Tejas.
Pants.
Pants is there. 1 point. Joel.
A jacket.
Jacket is there. 1 point. Tejas.
Boxer.
Underwear. Boxers? Yeah. No, they are not there. So Joel, you can basically keep going at this until you miss one.
Hat.
Hat is not there. Wow, that was a...
How can underwear not be there?
That's like AI bullshit. Wow. Yeah.
So at the end of that round, Braz picked up 2, they're on 20. Haps picked up 2, they're on 12. You guys don't know what ChatGPT thinks. The other ones were jeans.
See, I was thinking...
Sweater.
Pants, jeans.
Dress, shorts, skirt, blouse, hoodie, tank top, blazer, coat, polo shirt, leggings, cardigan, scarf, tie, and shoes.
Why is tie there in a fucking blazer? And not underwear. Like,
I'm surprised the underwear wasn't there. You know, it's kind of like it's what you put on first, really.
Some of us.
Except for Superman. Okay, so we'll move on to round number 4, which is called Close Enough. The teams get 5 questions where they're not expected to know the answers, but the team with the closest answer gets 2 points. If they both have the same answer, they each get 2 points and a bonus 3rd point if they get it bang on. So, everyone ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay, question 1. In what year was Marilyn Monroe born? In what year was Marilyn Monroe born? Okay, question number 2. So we all live in Prague, the capital of the Czech Republic, which is known as a meat-eating country, not known for its vegetables or salads so much. But according to Wikipedia, what percentage of the Czech Republic's population is vegetarian? According to Wikipedia, what percentage of the Czech Republic's population is vegetarian?
Does it include vegans or just specifically vegetarian?
I don't know. I'm guessing it would include both.
I guess. But it's going to be higher than you think because people like to say they are even if they aren't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, question number 3. Nike is the Greek goddess of victory, but in what year was Nike founded as Blue Ribbon Sports?
I think
that was its original name, Blue Ribbon Sports. So yeah, Nike is the Greek goddess of victory, but in what year was Nike founded?
Maybe.
Okay, question number four. Baz Luhrmann's film Romeo and Juliet with Leonardo DiCaprio and Claire Danes was released in which year? Baz Luhrmann's film Romeo and Juliet with Leonardo DiCaprio and Claire Danes was released in which year?
I'm guessing, what is it like?
Okay, so we move on to question number five, last question of the round. I'm going to give you 40 seconds on this because otherwise it's workoutable. Everyone ready?
Mm-hmm.
So B is the most common first letter of capital cities. How many capital cities begin with the letter B? National capital cities. How many begin with the letter B? 40 seconds. Hi, this is Luke from The Inquisition. Just want to say thank you for listening. We're all big fans of quizzing, so it's great to do something we love. We hope you're enjoying the podcast. The Inquisition is released every 2 weeks. So please subscribe wherever you get your podcast from. And if you could leave a 5-star review, that would be fantastic. If you'd like to contact us, we're on Instagram and Facebook, or email us at inquisitionpodcast@gmail.com. That's inquisitionpodcast@gmail.com, Inquisition spelled with a Z. Also, feel free to please send in some questions to confuse our contestants. Okay, let's get back to the show.
So I would just maybe...
How many would 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, so I would say
two,
maybe
1.
Yeah.
Okay, everyone ready?
Mm-hmm.
Right, let's get... Okay, let's get to the answers to round 4. Hats, in what year was Marilyn Monroe born, you said?
1928.
And you, Braz?
1937.
It was 1926.
Wow.
Two much needed points for the hats. Braz, according to Wikipedia, what percentage of the Czech Republic's population is vegetarian?
14%.
You said 14, and hats?
12.
It's a trick question, they don't recognise vegetarianism here. I know, it's 5%.
5?
5, so 2 points.
If you got, we got...
It would have been right if it stayed with 10.
Good thing we went down.
Yeah, because that's what I was thinking.
That was a good idea.
Safer, I guess, to go to war.
Hats, Nike is the Greek goddess of victory, but what year was Nike founded? Originally as Blue Ribbon Sports, you guys said?
1972.
And you guys said?
1971.
It actually changed to Nike in 1971. It was founded as Blue Ribbon Sports in 1964. So 2 points to the
Braz. So my original guess was close. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Braz, Baz Luhrmann's movie Romeo and Juliet was released in which year? You guys said?
1998.
And you, Hats?
2000.
It was 1996. 2 points to Braz.
It was even earlier than that.
Oh.
And Hats, okay. How many capital cities in the world begin with the letter B? What do you guys say?
8.
8, and you guys said?
17.
It's 26.
What?
26, yeah. Good. I'm not going to list them all, you'll find the answers 26. Online.
26?
26, yeah, it's a lot. But like, there's probably like a lot of those little countries that people don't know so well.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, lots in Africa and stuff.
Yeah. So at the end of that round, Braz picked up 6, that puts them on 26. Hats picked up 4, they are on 16. So we move on to round number 5, which is called National Head-to-Head. In this round, one player from each team goes head-to-head and answers the same 5 questions about their opponent's country. 2 points for a correct answer, no minus points. Okay, so the way it'll work is Kuba and Tejas will both answer about America, Joel will answer about India, and Pete will answer about the Czech Republic. I didn't know that there would be a Czech person taking part in this. It is based on who's here, so let's see how this goes. So I'll deal with Joel and Pete first. So Joel, about India, how many colors are on the flag? Of India, how many different colors are on the flag of India? And Pete, how many different colors are on the flag of the Czech Republic?
3.
Okay, so that is correct.
India.
I'm sure you can name them as well. You don't need to, but
red, blue, white.
Now I'm blanking on the Indian flag. Okay, it's.
Tejas, would you know that?
I think I know this. Yeah.
3.
You're saying 3?
Yeah.
Incorrect.
That's wrong. It's four.
It's four.
That's actually kind of tricky, yeah, because the wheel is a different color.
Yeah, in the middle.
Yeah.
This emblem in the middle.
It's a different color.
Yeah, it's blue, I think.
Same color.
Okay, so Pete and Joel. Pete, how many land borders does the Czech Republic have with other countries? And Joel, how many land borders does India have with other countries?
That's slightly unfair, but okay.
Life is not fair. And I tell the children I teach regularly.
Czech Republic has four.
Pete, you're saying four, and you are correct. Poland, Germany, Slovakia, and Austria. Yeah.
There's Nepal, Bhutan, Pakistan, Bangladesh, and I think Afghanistan a bit.
So, Joel, how many are you going to say?
I think it shares land borders with seven countries.
You are absolutely correct. And that other nonsense will be in the outtakes. So, yeah, 2 points there to Braz. Okay, Joel and Pete, this is relation to capital cities. And this is not metropolitan or urban area, strictly capital city area as stated on Wikipedia. So, Joel, is the capital of India larger in area than Prague?
That sounds like a trick question, but I'm going to say...
I don't know this, honestly, so that looking at me is not going to get you.
I'll say yes.
Saying yes, it's incorrect.
Yeah, yeah, it's okay. Really, it's really, it's really tiny.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
Delhi and New Delhi.
I'll give the numbers at the end of the round on that as well. Pete, I can't ask you, is the capital city of the Czech Republic larger in area than Prague? So what I've put in instead is Prague larger in area than Dublin? Capital city area, is it larger than Dublin?
I'm going to say yes.
And you are correct. Yeah. It is.
It's larger than Delhi.
Yeah. Dublin city itself is quite small.
That's it,
yeah. Okay, Joel, and then Pete. Joel, what's the longest river in India contained within the country, not including anything outside of the country? And saying to Pete, the longest river in the Czech Republic.
Vltava.
You are correct. It is the Vltava.
Wait, so because the Ganges flows... I know, okay, Ganges.
You are correct, yeah.
It starts in India, yeah.
Only counting what is in India.
Yeah, okay. So Brahmaputra would not be, because I think it starts outside of China. China.
And like the Indus is very long, but there's only a little bit of that in India.
Yeah.
I thought maybe the Ganges also kind of...
No, it starts in like North
somewhere
India.
Somewhere else in Pakistan.
In the Himalaya, it starts from the Himalaya.
It goes all the way down?
Yeah, it goes and it exits from the Bay of Bengal. So,
okay.
Yeah, from the east.
Last question of the round. For Joel and Pete, and then we'll get on to the other guys. How many official languages are there in India? And Pete, how many official languages in the Czech Republic? And this is official government level languages.
One.
You're incorrect. It's two, Hindi and English.
God damn.
Pete?
I'm going to say one.
You are correct. Just check.
I feel like Joel really got screwed with
that.
You
did very well. Yeah,
you're the one that wanted to switch and sit in that chair, though. So,
I know that's always going to be a little tricky. It depends on who turns up. These were the next.
He
two
made the team, so
these were the next two scripts.
I thought we had to
switch.
But in languages, I would say
because
of the British. Like I would have thought along those lines. Yeah, colonized.
Right, so
that was rough.
We'll now get on to Cuba. And
yeah, well done, despite the tough questions.
Makes the scores more interesting.
Yeah, what is it now?
4-10.
26 and 30.
Ooh, nice. All right.
Cuba, you don't seem to like me anymore.
That's since the VAR episode already.
It's the luck of the luck of the draw, yeah.
It is the luck of the draw, yeah. Okay, so Cuba and Tejas, now on to you guys. You will get the same questions because your team partners are American, so that's who you would have been head-to-head with. So, how many colors are on the American flag? You can write your answers down. How many colors on the American flag? Kuba, you said?
Three.
And Tejas?
Three.
You are both correct, the red, white, and blue.
And those colors don't run.
Only from Afghanistan.
Okay, Cuba and Tejas, the number of neighboring countries' land borders. I'm not including overseas territories or anything like that, just from the 50 states, number of land borders. Tejas, you said?
Two.
And Cuba?
Two.
You are both correct. It'd be great if we had someone from Uzbekistan on this. somewhere deep in the middle of Africa like that.
Yeah, I'm the Central Asia editor at RP, so Uzbekistan would be great.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd love those.
Okay, Cuba and Tejas. Is the capital city of the USA larger in area than Prague? Yes or no? Is the capital city of the USA, Washington DC, larger in area than Prague? Okay, Cuba, you said?
Yes.
And Tejas, you said?
No.
It is not larger.
Because I remember reading that it's quite small.
Yeah. Well, just to say, Prague City is listed as 496 square kilometers, DC 177, New Delhi 42.7.
Yeah, it's very small. Yeah.
And Dublin 117.8.
Why is it so small?
But, no, because Delhi is like much bigger. New Delhi is like a very small area of Delhi, so it's like
it's expanding all the time.
And it has all the institutions and stuff. Yeah. It's kind of weird, yeah.
If you were including metropolitan or urban area, Dublin would be bigger. But the actual city limits of Dublin are quite central, you know, and then it very quickly just is counted as metro area. Okay, the longest river entirely within the USA, what's the name of it? Okay, Tejas, you said?
The Mississippi.
And Cuba, you said?
Mississippi.
You're both incorrect, the Missouri.
Well, okay.
It's a tributary.
Mississippi doesn't start, like, it doesn't end and start and end in the US?
Oh, it's not longer than Missouri.
It's not, okay.
Missouri starts way up north, I believe, and goes.
Missouri is listed as 3767. And Mississippi is 3766.
What? One?
This,
what?
This is on Wikipedia. This is on one thing, and then
1 kilometer difference?
Something like that, yeah.
Whoa.
And then another one, 368.
Go dig some holes.
Sorry, 768, 766. So 2 kilometer difference, yeah. Missouri.
All right.
And finally, Tejas from Cuba, the number of official US languages at federal level. Number of official languages at federal level in the US. Okay, Cuba.
I'm going to take a stab. I think it's zero.
And Tejas?
I said one.
It is zero.
Oh.
Well done.
Fuck.
Really?
Yeah.
We don't have an official language?
So at the end of that round, Bras picked up 10. They're now on 36. Hats picked up a much needed 16. They're now on 32 going into the final round.
Sorry, 32 to what?
32 to 36.
That's four.
Very close.
That's fair.
Okay, so we move into the final round with only 4 points separating the teams. It's called Grab the Clothing Item. The teams are given 11 questions. The first team to shout their name of their clothing item gets to answer. 2 points for a correct answer. If you're wrong and you take too long, I'll pass it over to the other team. No conferring, only the person who calls the team name can answer. Everybody ready? Norma Jean Mortensen is owned, but better by which name?
Marilyn Monroe.
It is Marilyn Monroe, correct. Question number two, which country has the highest percentage of vegetarians?
India.
It is India. Question number three, what was the original name for the Nike company?
Blue Ribbon.
It was Blue Ribbon. So I did hear the sound from there first. Question number four, in the aforementioned Romeo and Juliet film, it featured the song Love Fool by which band? Love Fool by which band?
Jesus and Mary Chain?
No. It was a popular song in the film Romeo and Juliet. Song was called Love Fool. Love me, say that you love me.
Really?
Which band? Yeah.
Texas?
No. Anyone?
You already had a guess.
Oh, sorry.
Scratch that one. Oh, no, but it's been enough time. Okay. Last chance?
Celine Dion?
No, it was the Cardigans.
Of course. Yeah.
Question number five. What is the only world capital that begins with the letter Q?
Bra. Quito.
It is Quito, 2 points. Question number six. How many legs do six sharks have?
Zero.
Correct. Yeah. It is zero. Question number seven. Name any word that ends with the letter C.
Bra.
Finch.
Oh, shit.
Bra.
Open to everyone.
Zinc,
correct. Question number eight. Marilyn Monroe was once married to which baseball player?
Bra.
Joe
DiMaggio.
It is Joe DiMaggio. 2 points to the Bras. Question number nine. Who is the Greek god of the seas?
Bra.
Bra.
Poseidon.
I heard Bra from him, but...
Oh, okay.
Sorry. I was
Poseidon.
Poseidon. No, I heard that from.
Well, how was I supposed to know?
Bill was the first to say, but sure, first, so yeah. It goes across to the last one. Well, question number 10. What word describes a person who does not eat meat but does eat fish?
Pescatarian.
It is. Nice. 2 points to the hats. Question number 11. In 1984, Nike signed a deal with which basketball player? Hat.
Michael Jordan.
It was Michael Jordan. 2 points to the hats.
Oh, you might have done it.
And so at the end of that round, both Braz and Hats each picked up 10 points. So Hats finish on 42, Braz finish on 46. So commiserations, Tej, Ass, and Pete. It was a very close effort and you fought back well. Well done to Kuba and Joel on a well-fought victory. So guys, thank you very much for taking part. Thank you everyone for listening. The Inquisition will be back in 2 weeks' time. Take care and goodbye.
2004.
Argentina, Uruguay, Suriname, and Ecuador.
This is Spinal Tap.
This is 1616.
You're giving them all these questions.
The Inquisition.
Imagine if they did actually do it like a fashion parade with Crocs, with crocodiles designer. Wearing Crocs.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh. Or alligators wearing Crocs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. See, that's... Wow. That's the inclusivity.
Yes, very interracial.
Or snakes, or what other animals can we think of beginning with S?
There's definitely
not. I don't think of any. There's no animals at the beginning with S.
No, because he doesn't really make shoes and stuff.
I think we got the easier one. It's like,
we got both of them. So.
No, but like Ulaanbaatar.
I think Ulaanbaatar is probably easier than Zagreb. Huh. There's only one.
There's only one Z1 as well.
There's only one Z1
too.
Yeah.
I know. Which is closer to here than Ulaanbaatar. I'd love to go to Ulaanbaatar. It just sounds cool.
Yeah, it does. It does.
I did check the population of San Marino, and it's like 4,500 people or something like that.
Yeah.
That
would Russian, from the Russian transliteration, is K-I-E-B.
Yeah.
And from Ukrainian, it's K-Y-I-B.
Okay. Yeah, it's down, K-Y-I-V. Also spelled K-I-E-V, but I went with the K.
That's also spelled K-I-E-V?
Yeah, but the main page in Wikipedia, for example, is K-Y.
All right.
We were one of the first to spell the Ukrainian way in the 1990s.
Oh, that's right. Canada was the first.
No, I'm talking about me, Radio Free Europe.
Oh, really?
we were before the State Department, even.
1928. So when did Marilyn Monroe die?
I think she died in 63.
63? Same year as Kennedy. I thought she died before she was 30. She was over 30.
Oh, she was over 30. Yeah. Okay.
62
even.
August 5th, 1962, at the age of 36.
She died before Kennedy. I thought she outlived him.
China.
Yeah, so that's 7.
Yeah.
That's 7.
From what I see
Kashmir.
It shares land borders with Pakistan, China, Nepal, Bhutan, Bangladesh. Oh, sorry, Myanmar. I am incorrect. Sorry, let's do that. You are correct. My apologies.
Ooh, nice. Ooh,
very well, look, I'm glad you checked that out.
Fuck up is deleted.
Germany.
There was a vote. There was a vote actually in the 1700s of whether to have
Germany almost German
and which
won.
To be the official language or to the language of government, and Germany almost won. Yeah, it was really close in the vote. I forget what it was.
Probably not as close as the Missouri and the Mississippi.
It's crazy that they're so close in language.
Yeah.
So you'll be shouting out bras or hats.
Bra, 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 bra